We are learning Masechet Shkalim, Daf Yoram HaBeis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Yoram HaBeis. Our Mishnah will discuss what we do with the Chumas HaLishka, which is the withdrawal from the Lishka that has all the Machas Shekel, what you do with the leftovers, and so on and so forth. Zok the Mishnah, Para, which is the Para Aduma, Vesar HaMishaleach, which is the Sar, they sent Razaz and threw it down the mountain, the Loshin Shal Zahiris, and the thread that they use to burn it together with the Para Aduma, Boyim Chumas Lishka, all those things are considered a carbon, they're considered a chatos, like a part of the chatos, and Sarah Mashtechos, Kamil Chaper, they are come from Chumas Lishka. So, besides for the last mission, we said Tamidim and Mesaf and come from Chumas Lishka, these as well are considered things that come for Kapara and they come from Chumas Halishka. And when it says the Lashon Shel Zahiris, it means anything that we use for the Sreifas Hapara, the Eitz Erez, which needs to last, like the Mefarshim speak out. Kevesh Paro. They had like a ramp that went from the Har Abayis until the Har Zaysim in order they shouldn't go over a caver inadvertently. So it was like this bridge above a bridge, and that bridge made sure there was no, you weren't mahal over Tumma. So they made a special kevesh for that, a special ramp. The kevesh Sar Mishleach, and the kevesh they used for the Sar Mishleach, that was when the person taking the seller left Yerushalayim to go to the Azazel. A lot of the people, the Babylonians, the Babylonians, they were a little wild, and they used to try to get him move faster, they want to get the Kapara ready. So they had to protect him, so they made a bridge going over that no one could touch him. V'loshoin Shvein Karna, they used to tie a red thread between the horns of Asar Mishaleach, and when they threw it down, it turned white. V'amas HaMayim, the canal that went through the Azara. V'choymas the Irmigdoseh, and the walls of the city and the towers. V'chol Tzarchir, all the Tzarchir, like the Bayreis. Those things, Ba'am Shiyar Lishka, all those things come from the Shiyar Lishka, the leftover. After you take off the drawer, whatever's left, that's called the Shirayim. That's used not for Kabbanis, that's used for these things that are all not Kabbanis. For example, the ramps and the thread that turns white and the Amas HaMayim, those things are used from the Shiyar HaLishka. Abishal Omer, no, he says the Kevesh of the Para Aduma, Karim Gdelem Eis Mishlasim, the Karim Gdelem do it for themselves from their own money because it was considered their Para Aduma and they paid for it themselves. What do you do with the Meiser Shiyari HaLishka? That's the money left over after you used the Tzar Chiyar. What do you do with the rest of that money? So this Tana says, you to buy in bulk wine, oil, and flour. And they sold it to anyone who needed it for Minchas, for Menachas, and for Nesachim. And they made money off it. It was like a business. Vaschar goes lehektish. And the money they make went to Hektish to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you don't make a business out of money and of things from Hektish. You don't make money off items of Hektish. And the reason is because they might have a loss. You don't do business with the money of Hektish. And Afleim Mishal Aniyim, also from poor people's money, you don't take stock of money and do business with it because, again, it might not work out perfectly and therefore you don't touch that money. So the Mishnah goes further. Moisa Chuma. What about we take a Chuma withdrawal in the three baskets of coins? What do you do if you have leftover from that after you used it for Kabbanah ready? Moisa Chuma Isva. What do you do with that? The ref leftover from that. So the Mishnah says, use that for Rekuye Zav Tzipul Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Use that to cover the walls of the Kodesh Kodashim, which was covered in gold. Used it for those walls. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Moisa Peiris, Ketzim Mizbeach. What exactly is Moisa Peiris? So we'll see in the Gemara about this, but one of the Pshat Gemara, it's the money that they made when they sold the flour and the oil. What do you do with that money? It's Ketzim Mizbeach. You use it for the Kabbanas and the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is sitting idle to use it for the Kabbanas and Mizbeach. Moisa HaTruma LeKlisharis. The leftover from the Chuma Salishka, they used for the Klisharis. That's not like the Tanakama who said use it for Kuyazov. He says Moisa Chuma was used for Klisharis. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Moisa Chuma the Ketzim Mizbeach. Use the Moisa Chuma for Ketzim Mizbeach. That's also a third sheet of what you do with Moisa Chuma. And he says use it for Kabbanis. Moisa Nesachim, extra money from Nesachim, that is for Klisharis. That's the Klisharis. That is used for Klisharis. And we'll see what that means also, which Moisa. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph will talk about that. Rav Chiya Sgana Kahanim says, "Oy, Moisa Nesachim Ketzim Mizbeach. Moisa Nesachim goes to Ketzim Mizbeach, and Moisa Truma goes to Klisharis. Moisa Truma goes to Klisharis. And both of Rekiva and Chanan and Sagana Kahanim don't talk about anything Moisa Peres. They don't discuss Moisa Peres. Zev is Zev, lo here Moidim Peres. They didn't agree to Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel said use a Peres for that. He says he used the Moisa Peres for Ketzim Mizbeach. They both don't agree to that. Fir Akiva, Moisa Chuma goes to Ketz Mizbeach, Fir Kanaz Gan Akanim, the Moisa Nesachim goes to Ketz Mizbeach, but they don't agree about Paris, and we'll have to see in the Gemara exactly what that means exactly. They hold didn't come from Moisa Paris, and we'll have to see more in the Gemara about this. Dr. Gemara. First, the Gemara handles the beginning of the Mishnah, which said that there was a Lashon of a red Lashon they threw into the Paraduma that came from the Chumas Alishka. And Masha Enkein, the Lashon that you put between the horns of the Azazel, that came from the Sheyari Alishka, the leftover of the Lishka. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Shem Venison says, Shalosh Lashonis Haim. There are three Lashonis we find in the Torah, three threads that we find in the Torah. Torah is Mitzavos to do. We have Shal Sayer, and that the shear was, it had to be Basela, it had to be the weight of a Basela. Why? It had to be a pretty nice size, because they cut it in half. One half they put on top, on the door of the Heichel, the other half they put it between the horns of Sarah Mishaleach. So since they had to cut it in half, it had to be a Basela. Shal Metzaira was B'shekel, it was half that size, only a shekel, because it only needed one thread. Shal Parah Aduma needed to be double of the Sarah Mishaleach. B'shtei Slam, two Slam. Why? Because since it says, V'hishlich Oisai El Teich Sreif HaSapara, you have to throw it. Now, if you throw a thread, it'll just float in the air. It has to have a little bit of a weight. And therefore, it has to be the weight, at least of two Slam, in order to throw it into the fire. Rav Chunya de Bas Chivrin, Rabbi Bar Zav, the Shem Roshim Mechalafta, they say Shal Parah was even bigger than two Slam, B'shtei Slam, Mech, 2.5 Slam, which is altogether 10 dinarim. Is the mafkalishna? They say it over taka like that by asar zuz, which means 10 dinarim, because each shell has 4 dirim. So 2.5 is 10 zuz, which is 10 dinar. Zok the Gemara vayta. Talking about the money of the shiari halishka. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel tamid chom hamalandim as a kahanim hilchas shchita hilchas kabbalah. The tamid chom who teaches the kahanim how to shech the animal, how to mekabel the dam hilchas zrika, how to throw a dam on his back. Notlan scharam trumas halishka. They take the schar from the Trumas Halishka, because this is Hashaychas to Kabbanis, therefore you take Trumas Halishka, anything Hashaychas to Kabbanis, you actually take from Trumas Halishka. I can ask, we have it before, that you can't pay with hektish money to workers, because you have to be paid on something. We said before in the Gemara that you have to be paid on to the Oymer, here you're going to paid on. So Taisus Me'ila asks this question, Daf Yudalet, and the answer is that's Leiv Bezdin Masda on this money, that in order that you can pay when they accept it, they already have a Tanai that you can pay the Tamid Chum with this money. The people who check the mumu of the kodashim also take schar from the trumas halishka. They also take schar from the trumas halishka, which is the money of trumas halishka. It's also tzarech kabbana, see which has a mumu not. Now, halacha is a personal person is not going to bring his bechar or any other carbon to someone to be checked for mumu, because maybe the negei b'dava, maybe you give him too much money, they'll say it's a mum. Therefore, you have to have, the only time you get paid for checking a mum is only if you're hired by the Reis HaMikdash, and there you have no negias about this. Zog the Gemara of Acha Rabbi Tamcha Bar Achia B'Shem Rabbi Shemlai, Magia Sefer Azara, the people who Magia the Sefer Torahs in the Azara, they know the Sefer Torah in the Azara, that they used to copy, that was the most accurate Sefer Torah, like the Gemara says in other places, and it's Mashma in Sefer Devarim, like that also, that's where they copied it from. Al Kaponim, this, the Magia, the Sefer Torah, Noitlim Scharm Shus Lishka. They take money from the Trumas Halishka. They actually take money from Trumas Halishka for this, because it's called Tzarchei HaMikdash, because the Kohen Gadol read from this Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur, and by Hakel, therefore it's called Tzarchei HaMikdash. Gidol Bab Yom Shir Rav Asi, Shnei Dionic Gezelos, Noitlim Scharm Trumas Halishka. The two Dionic Gezelos, which were people who made Gezerois, they also took Trumas Halishka, because Gidol held that was also called Tzarchei HaMikdash, since a lot of the Gezerois were for things that have to do with the Avoida. Shmuel Amar Noishma Argus Bepareiches, the Noishma who used to weave the Pareiches. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have a wall in between the Kodesh Goshen and the Heichel. They had curtains, because since it was so high, they couldn't have a wall. It would topple down. It was only an Amma thick. Therefore, they had these big Pareiches. The ladies who weaved this Pareiches, they took the Schar Matumas Halishka. Noikla and Schar Matumas Halishka. Rav Chunya Amar No, Matumas Bedeg Abayis, they took it from the coffers of the Bedeg Abayis. Ma'apal, what's the beer machaikas Shmuel Rabbi Chuna? Ma'apal, Shmuel over like Caleb, going to Goyen's Girsa. Shmuel said it's like Klisharis, and just like Klisharis, which is Tzarchei Kabbanis, they use it from the Trumas Halishka. This also is like Klisharis. Rav Chuna Sawala, no, it's Kabinyan, it's like Binyan, therefore you take it from Bedek Abayis. Omer Rabbi Chizkiya, Tano, Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Gargarois, Hakatayres, Bechol Kabbanis Atzibar, all Kataris and Kabbanis Atzibar, obviously, Bar Matrumas Halishka. Mizbach Hazav, v'chol kli sharis, b'am meis nesachim. That comes from the extra of nesachim. That's not mamash a carbon. Mizbach ha'ilu v'heichol hazaris, b'am melishkas v'gabayis. It comes from the stuff of v'gabayis. That's more the binyan of the base of Mikdash. Chutz la'azaris, like the walls, that comes from shiari alishka, b'am shiari alishka. We went with that girsa, that we changes all those things with shiari alishka, that's the goyan's girsa. So the Gemara of Atani, what we learned in the Braisa, Avnei Yerushalayim, Mayalim Behem. There's Me'ilah on Avnei Yerushalayim. Yes, Me'ilah, but Shirayim, if it's comes Shiari Alishka, what's the Me'ilah? Only Trumas Alishka is Me'ilah, Sefer Kavon, it's not Shiari Alishka. So Gemara answers Pashit, we're going to Rameya. Ki Rameya, the Rameya Omar, Mayalim B'Shirayim, like we had before. Rameya holds that Mayalim B'Shirayim, why? Because if there's not enough money, and for the kabbanis, what do? You don't make a new truma. You take from the shiari lishka, and that's what Rameya holds. Mayalim shirayim. So the Mishnah that says, the brayser that says that your mayalim be'avonim of the yishlayim is going according to Rameya. Break the Gemara Mechia. Klumar Rameya b'seich shnasli only within the year. V'hacha when you use it for the walls of yishlayim is after the year, because what's the raya? Because within the year you have to use it for the kabbanis. You have to save it just in case you need it for the kabbanis. So it must be after the year. So if it's after the year, why are you saying that it's? There's Me'ilah, it's after the year. Here it's after the year. So the Gemara has this kasha on it, that L'chaira, it's a kasha, it's not from Shiara Lishka, because it says it's Me'ilah, and Shiara Lishka wouldn't make sense even for Ameh, and therefore you have to say that it's not coming from Shiara Lishka, it's a kasha. Gemara is blabbing a kasha on Yehuda Bar Gagaris, who says it comes from Shiara Lishka. Now, the truth is, that our Mishnah really says, like Yehuda ben Gergaris, because our Mishnah says with Shiari Alishka. And therefore, why don't you ask from our Mishnah? So, Echanami, the Gargar Gemara couldn't ask my Mishnah, and it's the same Kasha. You have to know why I didn't ask my Mishnah. Omar Chiske, Tani Rav Yehuda ben Gergaris, Hashulchan v'amner v'amizbechais, which is the Shulchan, the Merah, and the Mizbeach, which is in both Mizbeach Oilam, Mizbeach Teres, v'apareches, ma'akim es ha'kabonis. They are ma'akev the kabbonis. If you don't have that in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not in the Mokim, your kabbonis are not kosher. So one of the problems why you can't bring kabbonis these days is because you don't have all these things in the Mokim. It's not kosher. The kabbonis is not kosher. Chomerim, no. Ein lecho shema'akev is a karven, ela karkev a karen. Only the Mizbeach, and not even the whole Mizbeach, just the karkev and the corners of Mizbeach. That's what's ma'akev. That has to be exactly. If that's chipped, you can't bring any carbon. The four corners have to be there, and that is ma'akev. That's what the Chomerim said. Great thing about Akasha, that a bunch of Amaroyim sound like not like a Rabbanan, Veloikain. How can you say that this is the Chum Shita? We have Amaroyim cannot go in the Chum. Veloikain, we have a bunch of Amaroyim. Amar Loza, Rav Yisi Vechnina, Tarvayin Amrim, they both say, Kol Hon, the Chsiv, Neichach, anytime it's in the Torah the word Neichach, by any Keli it says Neichach, like for example, Venera says, Venera Neichach Shulchan. So then it's Ma'akav, that's Ma'akav of the Kabbanis. But anything that just says Tzela, doesn't say Neichach, like, for example, Shulchan Titan Tzela Tzafain, Eine Ma'akiv, that is not Ma'akiv. Vom Rashur of Nachman Shem Yerushin, Vafilu Tzela Ma'akiv. He argues that even Tzela is Ma'akiv. Vom Rav Ila, Kishem Rabbi Shmuel, Beshem Rashmol, Barab Nachman, on top of David Alf and Aleph, Vafilu Sima, even says the word Sima, like a lot of the Kelim says Sima, Vyasim Esmer, Vyasim Esbach Zav, Vyasim Esprechas Masach, even that's Ma'akiv. So what's the Kasha? You see, there's a lot more things than the Karkav and the Karen are Ma'akiv. So how can you say only Karkav and Karen is Ma'akiv? The all of my Rayim are not like the Chum. That can't be. Amrachanina, Khan, those are my Rayim. They're all talking about Vayishav Afnim, things that are in the Hechel. They're talking about being makdir the tyrus in the hechel, the menorah in the hechel, lechem aponim in the hechel, matan dam achatz pniv in the hechel. Those things are ma'akev. Those avoiders. Kam avoiders v'chutz. Here we're talking about bringing a carbon outside the hechel, a regular carbon on the mizbeach achitzon. That the only thing that's ma'akev is karkev and karen. That means only thing that's ma'akev kavaris v'chutz is karkev and karen. The other things are ma'akev, the stuff they have to bring inside the hechel. For example, like Tyrus and Lechem Aponim, that needs Menorah if you want the Yama, Shulchan if you want the Yama, anything that says V'yosem if you want the Yama, and then, therefore it's not a stira to the Chachamim.